Everyone needs a radio with battery power for emergency situations.
They can too, and we used to be able to get radios. I wonder if you still get them. They actually have a little hand crank on them as well. So you didn't have to use batteries. You used to be able to wind them up and it used to charge them. Laptops. There were actually laptops as well that were released for a short time as well. So for people at remote locations, it rang on a little hand crank to charge the power up.
Right. Well, you'd probably remember the crystal set.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Would have been probably the first bit of tech you ever owned, Richard Pascoe.
Oh, might have built a crystal set, but you can go get Nick now, Anthony. I cleaned that up mentally for you this time of the morning, too.
Hey, now, these scam texts that are getting around, kind of bizarre. What do you do here? Because people are just getting bombarded with them.
Yeah, I received another six overnight. as well. So people are getting text. If you want an example of the text, head over to the website. I've already written all about it up there and what I'm about to tell you. If you've got an Android device, you really need to be really wary of these. It'll say that you've got a voice message. We need you to go here to click this, to click a link to download some software so that you can access that voice message. If you go ahead and do this, you'll be taken to a website that looks very, very good up there as well. There'll be a link to download something to your phone. It installs on your phone. There'll be another little app will suddenly appear. And once you've done that, every contact you've got on your phone and every password that you've got on your phone has just been uploaded to the internet for other people to make sure that all your contacts start getting this. This is spreading like wildfire out there. So, you know, don't do it. If you've done it, and I've already talked to three people who've actually done all of this, you've lost all your passwords, which means that somebody else has access to all of them. So every password that you stored on your computer is now public knowledge. That's what you've got to think about it. So you need to go to another device like a computer, look at everywhere you've had it. So if you had a Microsoft account on your Android phone, you've got to go to your Microsoft account, change your password, Dropbox, Google, anything that's got a password on there that you used to access, you need to go along and change all of these now. And then you remove the app from your phone, but what you also probably need to do is wipe that phone back to factory settings and start again.
It's a big task to undertake there, Richard, just quietly.
It's easier to just not click on the message if it's not from, you know, a reputable person that you know.
Yeah, it is, yeah, because, you know, your phone is corrupted badly now. Right. And as far as I know, no antivirus on the phone is actually stopping this.
Okay. Why don't they use their evil powers for good, these people?
Not the first time we've said something like that.
Yeah. Hey, these new foldable phones, I'm a little intrigued, as are a lot of people. Samsung, they've got a couple coming out.
They do. The Galaxy Z Fold 3 and the Flip 3. The Fold, you can literally open it up, and the Flip is just like a flip phone on there as well, with screens on there. The Fold 3 is probably the most intriguing one. It's got five cameras on there because, as we know, every smartphone now has a camera that makes phone calls on there as well. So it's got five cameras on there as well. You can use a stylus with the Fold one as well if you like styluses. Samsung loves styluses. Cost is still a lot. The cost starts at $2,499. Can I just say, shop around. There are some if you want one of these, they're a lovely phone. Great deals out there, including, I think, from Telstra. If you go over there and you pre-order one of these, you actually get a free Samsung TV with it.
Really?
Yeah. There are some wonderful deals out there for different things. So, you know, what? Shop around, people, because, you know, yep. Free TV, why not? Why wouldn't you grab that?
Well, it's funny because when you were mentioning sort of the fold-up phones, my brain for some reason went, I wonder, I don't know why, but my brain went, I wonder how long it'll be before we can get a fold-up TV. I don't know why you would want one, but I went to that and Samsung are giving free TVs away, not foldable ones, but a free TV with a plan.
There was actually a TV that was released a couple of years ago, or as a concept one, actually rolled out like a piece of wallpaper.
I vaguely do remember that.
Yep. Flexible screen on there.
Fantastic. Now, emails, they can be a bit of fun. Great way to communicate. It can also go terribly wrong.
If you're sending an email, make sure you send it to the correct people. If you're an organisation like you guys in the radio station as well, you want to send a private email off to somebody or send an email to the boss. It can be complicated for a lot of people sometimes. They don't know the difference between CC and blind CC sometimes as well. There was actually a New York lawyer who's currently wishing the earth would swallow him up because he actually sent a confidential email on how to deal with the union to the union.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you're going to send an email criticising somebody, make sure you send it actually to the correct people. It happens all the time, but I thought I'd bring it up again.
Yeah. Mm. What about, Richard, the reply all
well,
etiquette?
Well, I was going to mention this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to pick and choose how you do that.
Well, that's exactly right. Because, I mean, within our company, there's, let's just say, 5,000 people. And the amount of reply all, it's like, yep. Just knock it off. Cut it out.
All right, cut it out, people.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au for more details on all that gear and everything else that's going on in the crazy tech world. Richard Pascoe, thanks for that. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.